我们还要继续来讲启示录。
We will continue on looking at the book of Revelation.
这本书啊，我已经讲了好久了。
So I have been sharing with you for quite a long time on this book.
我每次都有一个诧异。
And every time I share this book, I have this amazement.
这本书是很难的一本书。
It is a very difficult book.
我讲完之后，常常有弟兄姊妹来跟我说。
And oftentimes after I finish sharing, oftentimes there will be this one that's coming
to talk
to me. And they say, it's so hard, this book of Revelation.
但是只有刚来的弟兄姊妹。
But only those brothers and sisters.
我是指新来的。
I mean those brothers and sisters who just came.
会说，哎呀，你讲的真清楚，我全懂了。
And these new brothers and sisters will say, oh, wow, you have explained this so well that I completely understand.
所以我永远搞不清楚谁懂，谁真的懂，谁还不懂。
So I'm always amazed at who actually understands and who actually didn't understand.
求主帮助我们
哈。I ask the Lord to help us.
我们请打开，今天我们要看的是启示录的第十一章。
And let's turn to our book, book of Revelation, chapter 11.
两个礼拜前我讲了十一章的从第一节一直讲到第十三节。
So 2 weeks ago, I shared with you from that same chapter from verse 1 to 13.
今天我们要从十四节讲到十九节。
And today we'll share from verse 14 to 19.
我跟我的弟兄轮流，我读十四，他读十五，我们把这一段话念完。
And we'll alternate reading between Chinese and English here, and we'll finish reading the verses.
十四节，第二样灾祸过去，第三样灾祸快到了。
And the seventh angel sounded, and there arose loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever."
在神面前坐在自己位上的二十四位长老就面伏于地敬拜神
saying we give thee thanks O Lord God the Almighty who art and who was because thou hast taken thy great power and hast begun to reign
外邦发怒你的愤怒也临到了审判死人的时候也到了你的仆人众先知和众圣徒凡敬畏你名的人连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也就到了
And the temple of God which is in heaven was opened and the ark of his covenant appeared in his temple and there were flashes of lightning and soundsand peals of thunder, and an earthquake, and a great hailstorm.
我们还需要读几处其他的经文跟这些配合在一起。
Let's turn to some other places in the Bible which complements the passage we just read.
好，我们看十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 14.
十四章我们要读的是第九节
and we'll read from verse
9从第八念过来好了
let's start with verse 8
然后我们要读到十一节
and then until verse 11
也是一样我跟我弟兄轮流来读
again we'll alternate reading between Chinese and English verses
第八节又有第二位天使接着说叫万民和邪淫大怒之酒的巴比伦大臣倾倒了倾倒了
Then another angel, a third one, followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand,
这人也必喝神大怒的酒此酒真在神愤怒的杯中存疑不杂他要在圣天使和羔羊面前在火与硫磺之中受痛苦
And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever They have no rest day and night Those who worship the beast in his image And whoever receive the mark of his name
好十五章第一节
And then chapter 15 verse 1
我又看见在天上有异象大而奇 就是七位天使掌管末了的七灾，因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。
Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels who have seven plagues, which are the last, because in them the wrath of God is finished.
最后我们看是第第二十章。
And let's read from chapter 20.
二十章
chapter 20,
十一节
verse 11.
二十章十一节，我们念五节圣经哈，十一到十五。
And we'll read from verse 11 till 15.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座。与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
Verse 12. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in the book according to their deeds.
十三节，于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire.
若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。这一段。叫做末日的审判，也叫白色宝座的审判。
So this passage we just read is called the judgment of end times, or also known as the judgment of the white throne.
我为什么读这几处的圣经呢
？So why did I choose these passages to read from?
因为刚刚我们读的这个主题圣经，这第七号。
Because from the passage, the main passage we just read, talking about the seventh trumpet,
包含了五件事情。
It included five things.
那刚刚我们在后面读的都跟这五件事情有直接的关系。
And so the passage we just read have all to do, absolutely everything to do with these five things.
好，我们来到第七号之前，要把我们过去讲的稍微再重点提示一下。
So let's summarize the key points before we talk about the seventh trumpet.
这整个的这本书是八个大的意象。
So this entire book records eight visions.
这本书的作者使徒约翰，他被当时的皇帝罗马的皇帝窦米田放逐在这个巴摩海岛。
So the author of this book, John the Baptist, was exiled onto the island of Patmos by the king at the time, Domitius.
原因为什么呢？这个九十几岁的老弟兄，照理说他应该是一个享福在家抱孙子的年龄。
So why was that? Originally, according to normally someone of that age, he should be, you know, at his home holding his grandson and enjoying life.
服侍主已经差不多六七十年了。
He has been serving God for 60 to 70 years.
应该可以休息了。
So it should be his time to take a rest.
但是没有，他被皇帝放逐在这个荒岛上。
But yet, it wasn't so for him. He was exiled onto this island.
世人也不敢去找他，因为他是一个被皇帝咒诅的一个人。
And so the other people wouldn't dare to go visit him because he's a person who was cursed by the king.
在他最孤单的时候，神他所侍奉的耶稣向他显现。
And in his loneliest time, the God who he served, the Lord Jesus showed up to him.
把神在最后这一段路，就是从耶稣升天以后，一直到永世，神到底在这个地上要做什么事情，用八个意象给他看。
And show The Lord Jesus showed him what happens from the time when Jesus was ascended into heaven until eternity. What needs to be happen? All these things were shown to him in eight visions.
那么过去讲过第一个意象，也正在讲第二个意象。
And we're going to talk about the first vision, and we're talking about the second vision.
对，那么第三个意象呢，是第十章，是一个插进来的话。
And then the third vision is in chapter 10, which is a vision that's inserted in between everything.
第一个意象，他是看见七个金灯台，有一位人子行走在七个金灯台中间。
So in the first vision, he saw the seven golden lampstands, and then the Son of Man walking among the golden lampstands.
那我们就知道，只有一个地方有金灯台。
And from that, we know that there's only one place that has seven golden lampstands.
哪里有金灯台呢？
And where is that place?
旧约的时候，你可以在圣殿找到金灯台。
And in the Old Testament, you can find the golden lampstand in the temple.
但是圣殿，按照耶稣的预言，我们也知道这也是历史的事实。就耶稣讲过，有一天这个殿要被拆掉，四十年后应验了。
And then, but however, this temple, according to the Jesus prophesying that one day that temple will be destroyed, not one stone will be left on top of another. And as we also know from historical facts, that it has come true, and it happened 40 years after Jesus.
对，那是主后七十年。
And so that's 40 years after Lord Jesus.
那现在他看见这个异象的时候是主后九十多年了。
And so when John saw this vision of the golden lampstand again, this is 90 years after the Lord.
所以在地球上没有圣殿。
So on this earth, there is no temple.
可是他现在看见金灯台，那我们就知道圣经在新约告诉我们有一个圣殿在哪里，在天上，那叫真帐幕。
But yet, now he sees the golden lampstand again. So from the Bible, from the New Testament, we know that the only golden lampstand that exists is in heaven, is known as the true tabernacle.
所以他看见金灯台的时候，他就知道他现在是站在这个真帐幕的圣所里头。
And so when he saw the golden lampstand, John realized that he is now standing in the Holy of Holies, in the holy place, in heaven.
对。所以这是他第一个意象所看见的七个金灯台。
And so this is his first vision, the vision of seven golden lampstands.
就告诉他他对教会的期望。
And so God tells John of his hope for the church.
那是借着七封信来说的。
And this is real through the seven letters.
然后到了第二个意象，他就开始看见宝座。
And then in the second vision, he starts to see the throne.
有一位坐在宝座上。
And there is someone who sits upon the throne.
那是谁呢？
And who is that?
就是天地万物的主宰，神，父神，耶和华。
And that is the creator of heaven and earth is Father God.
那然后这是第四章，然后进入第五章，就看到耶稣出现在宝座前。
And enter into fifth chapter and then start to show that Jesus show up in front of the throne.
所以我们就知道这第二个意象乃是从圣所开始进入宝座，那就至圣所。
And so from this we can see that the vision started from the holy place and now has shifted and moved into the holy of holies.
这是第二个意象发生的地点。
And so that is the location where the second vision happened.
那他就可以看见这个宇宙的中心，父神的宝座，是整个神掌管这个宇宙的那个总司令部吧，应该是这样说吧，或者皇宫。
And so he can see from that, he can see that the Holy of Holies is the place, if you will, like the command center of the entire universe.
那么看到许许多的事情从那里发生。
And from that he saw many things happen.
那重要的是，耶稣被高立为主之后，他就从父的手中拿到那个小卷，这个小卷是用七封七个印把它封起来的。
And the important thing that he saw is that he saw Jesus was anointed and then became the Lord, and he took the scroll with the seven seal.
问了一个问题，谁配来拿这个小卷来执行父的旨意？
And the question was asked, who is worthy to receive the scroll to do the Father's will?
那本来没有找到，后来找到的就是这一位神的羔羊，耶稣基督。
And originally that no one was found, but then ultimately the one was found, and that someone is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ.
他拿到这个小卷，就开始执行父的旨意。
So after Jesus took the scroll, he started to execute the Father God's will.
他一个印一个印就开。
He opened the seal on the scroll one by one.
开到第七印的时候
，and upon the opening of the seventh seal,
天上有半个小时没有声音。
There was silence in heaven for half an hour.
然后就有看到烟从香坛升上来。
And we saw smoke rising from the altars.
有雷轰，有闪电。
There were peals of thunder.
然后
flashes of lightning.
然后就有七支号，给七个天使。要天使来吹这七个号
and then there were seven trumpets that were given to seven angels to blow these trumpets
然后就一支一支一支的吹下来
and so the trumpets started to sound one by one
这个我们过去都讲过了
so we'll talk about this in the past
好那现在呢我们就来到第七号
so now we come to the seventh trumpet
对那上两个礼拜前我讲的第十一章的前半部那仍然属于第六号的部分。
So 2 weeks ago, I shared with you from the first half of this book, chapter 11, verse 1 through 13. So those verses still describe the sixth trumpet.
为什么呢？因为你读了第十四节的时候，他说第二样灾祸过去，第三样灾祸快到了。
And the reason why is that it's because when you read verse 14, it says, the second woe is past, behold, the third woe is coming quickly.
这三个灾祸是谁宣告的?
So who proclaimed these three woes?
是老鹰。
It was from an eagle.
对吧?你如果看第八章的第十三节的时候就有这句话。
So if you look at chapter 8, verse 13, it said,
八章第十三节说我又看见一个鹰飞在空中并且听见他大声说三位天使要吹那其余的号你们住在地上的民或在或在或在讲三次
Verse 13 says Then I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven saying with a loud voice Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on earth
到现在为止是四个号吹过了
So until that time, four trumpets have sounded.
还剩三支号
And there are three more trumpets remain.
所以他说祸灾祸灾祸灾你就会发现第五号是第一个祸
And so the eagle said, woe, 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 three times. So he discovered that the sounding of the fifth trumpet is also the starting of the first woe.
那是十二节说第一样灾祸过去了还有两样灾祸要来这是第九章的第十二节
And that's why in chapter 9, verse 12, it says that the first woe is past. Behold, two woes are still coming after these things.
所以五号是第一个祸，然后第六号那是第二个祸了。
So the fifth trumpet sounds the beginning of the first woe, and then the sixth trumpet is the beginning of the second woe.
对，那么现在你读到十一章的第十四节的时候，他说第二项灾祸结束了，那就是这边第六号结束了。
And so when you now come to chapter 11, verse 14, it says, the second woe is past, behold, the third woe is coming quickly.
那么紧接着下来就是第七号了。
And so because of that, following the end of the sixth trumpet, now comes the seventh trumpet.
对不对?那第七号就是第三个灾祸。
And so the seventh trumpet also signifies the beginning of the third woe.
但是这个号,第七号,也就是圣经里面所说的最后一支号 the last trumpet.
So this the seventh trumpet, also called the last trumpet in the book,
是在第三个意象，就第十章的时候，那个大力的天使特地到地上来做了一个重要的宣告。
And so this the seventh trumpet sounds when it's during the third vision when this angel of great strength came onto this strong angel come onto earth to make this proclamation.
所以帮助我们的记忆，你看回头看第十章。
So to remind everyone, let's take a look back at chapter 10.
有一个大力的天使在第一节告诉我们。
And in verse 1, we saw that there was this strong angel telling us.
他从天上到地上来。
He came from heaven down to earth.
他做了一个很重要的宣告。
And he made this very important proclamation.
他这个信息是什么呢?
And the message is,
这个第七节说话,
verse 7 says,
但在第七位天使吹号的时候, 神的奥秘就成全了, 正如神所传给他仆人和众先知所说的佳音。
It says in verse 7, But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God is finished, as he preached to his servants and prophets.
所以在这个地方你看,
So from this you can see,
一面来讲, 是第三个灾难,很可怕。
On one hand, it is the beginning of the third world, so it's very frightening.
但是这个大力的天使却说, 是一个好消息,佳音。
But yet the strong angel says it is a good news.
怎么回事啊?
So what's going on?
到底是好事还是坏事啊?
Is it good news or bad news?
那就看你站在哪一边。
So it all depends on where you stand.
你站在神这边, 那是好事。
So if you stand on the side of God, it is great news.
但是你如果站在神的对立面, 站在撒旦那边, 站在世界那边, 那是坏事。
But if you stand on the opposite side of God, if you stand on the side of Satan of this world, it's bad news.
所以这个是决定到底是灾难呢, 还是佳音呢?
So that is what decides whether what's about to happen is woe or is it a good news.
但是不管怎么样, 这一支号, 第七号, 是耶稣这个亲口告诉我们，这是非常重要的，因为发生的时候，神的奥秘怎么样，就成全了。
Regardless, this is very important. For Jesus tells us that when this is sounded, the seventh trumpet is sounded, that the mystery of God will be fulfilled,
对吧？所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我在讲这段的时候，你还记得我引用旧约的哪里吗？
So when I was sharing with you this passage, you remember which passage in the Old Testament have I shared with you also?
也有七字号。
In that passage, it also talked about seventh trumpet.
那就是神叫约书亚带着犹太人去攻打耶利哥的时候。
And it's a time when God told Joshua to lead the Israelite army to attack the city of Jericho.
在那一场战役的里头，是一个非常稀奇的打法。And
in that battle, it is a very amazing battle, the way that they fought.
约柜先行。
The Ark of the Covenant leads the pack.
然后吹号的人在后面吹。
And then there are people who are blowing on trumpets following the covenant. And then the army follows the trumpet blowers.
第一天绕一圈，第二天绕，第二圈，第三天这样绕，绕了七圈，七天。
And so on the first day they surround the city once, and the second day they surround another time, walk around the city the second time, and so for 7 days they walk around it 7 times.
头六天不准说话。
So on the first 6 days they are forbidden to speak or make a
sound. 第七天怎么样？
But on the seventh day,
喊了,
they were to shout, they were to yell.
大喊的时候，那个城墙就垮了。
And as they yelled, and the wall fell down.
他们就进去攻取了这个耶利哥城。
And they went in and took over the city.
这个故事是写在约书亚记。
So this book, the story is recorded in the book of Joshua.
那现在到了新约。
So now we're in the New Testament time.
七号又出现了。
The seventh trumpet appeared again.
所以神就要让我们 想起旧约的时候，七号是这么打仗、打赢的。
God wants us to be able to associate how in the Old Testament time the seventh sounding of the seventh trumpet helped win that battle.
那一个战役就决定了整个这个所谓的应许之地有一天全部要归于以色列人。
And so that battle determined the outcome of the promise that one day the promised land shall be in the hands of the Israelites.
神答应给亚伯拉罕与他子孙的这块应许之地，终于今天他们开始可以得变成自己的了。
And on that day, the land which God had promised to Abraham and his children, finally on that day, truly become theirs.
这个故事告诉我们,
so this story tells us this.
神旧约的时候是用一块地来代表神的产业要给他的选民。
So in the Old Testament time, God used this piece of land to represent his inheritance for his people.
新约, 保罗在以弗所书告诉我们，我们也有一个属天的产业，是神要给我们新约的选民的。
So in Ephesians, Paul tells us that God also have this new inheritance for us in this new time.
旧约只是一块地上的那一块小的地是给犹太人的。
So in the Old Testament, the promised land is this piece of land for his people.
但是在基督，神一切的丰富都放在基督里，有形有体的放在基督里。
But in Christ, all this blessing that God, the full abundance of God is put into Christ.
这一份产业，他要赐给他的教会。
And this inheritance God will give to his church.
他要赐给我们。
So he wants to give this inheritance to us.
如果我告诉你，你如果礼拜天到我家来的话，我请你吃饭，你很高兴。
So if I were to tell you, if you come to my house on Sunday, I'll treat you to lunch, you'll probably be very happy.
但是你也可能不来，因为你没空。
But you also might miss out because you may be too busy with other things.
但是如果说你来的话，我送你一栋房子。
But however, if you say, if you come, I'll also give you a house.
那你就想了，不想都不要想，我 一大早就来了。
Probably wouldn't have, you probably would be lining out the door in the early morning.
一顿饭跟一个房子那不能比了。
So you can't compare a meal versus a house.
但是父神这里告诉我们，他有一份非常丰富属天的产业给我们。
However, here Heavenly Father tells us that He has this very abundant inheritance, this heavenly inheritance for us.
我们的难处是什么？
And what's our challenge?
我们对房子有兴趣，对属天的产业，那以后再说吧。
So the challenge for us is that we're very interested in having a house, but this heavenly inheritance, let's talk about something.
因为你看不到，摸不到，所以你觉得这个是虚无缥缈。
Because you think that this is something that you can't touch and you can't see.
对吧？所以我们在讲到这一份神要给我们的那一份属天的产业的时候，我们往往信不过来。
Because it seems for us, oftentimes whenever we talk about this heavenly inheritance, it seems we just don't have enough faith to believe in it.
所以这个东西就是我们的信心的问题。
So that is trouble with our faith.
亚伯拉罕为什么叫做信心之父？
Why was Abraham called the father of faith?
因为神对他说，我要给你一个儿子，是你生的。
Because God told him that I will give you a son born from you.
当然圣经没有说他听见这句话的时候亚伯拉罕几岁，圣经没有明确的告诉我。
However, the Bible didn't tell us clearly that how old Abraham was when he heard this word, this promise from God.
估计一下，他大概我的计算，他应该差不多八十岁左右。
But from my rough estimation, he's probably about 80 years old.
因为他得到那个第一个儿子，他自己想办法搞来的。
Because the first son, he used his own way to get that son.
那个人叫伊斯玛利，对吧？
That's Ishmael.
那个时候圣经说他几岁？八十六岁。
And at that time, the Bible says that he's 86 years old.
那就是说，他八十五岁的他老婆给他出的点子。
And so, in other words, it's when he was 85 years old, his wife gave him this idea.
他说好主意，然后我们就照你话去做吧。
And so he said that's a great idea, so let's do according to what you said.
但是神不承认，那个不是我给你的。
However, God does not admit that son. So he said that's not the one that happened mine.
说是你跟你妻子生的才算。
And God told him that this son shall be from you and your wife.
那句话什么时候说的？
When did God say that?
99岁说的。
God said that when he was 99 years old, when Abraham was 99 years old.
所以他80岁是第一次听到要有一个儿子。
So when he was 80 years old, he heard for the first time that he's supposed
他说我信
to have a child, have a son. So he said, yes, I believe in that.
那原创世纪15章就说神称他为义。
And so in when he said that in the book of Genesis,it records that God called him right as righteous.
那个叫做因信称义，这是圣经第一个人因信称义。
And that's the first time when it's mentioned in the Bible that it's the first one to be justification by faith.
那是他八十岁的时候。
And that happened when he was 80 years old.
有儿子吗?
Does he have a son?
没有, 但是他怎么会信呢?
He doesn't have yet one yet, but why would he believe in it?
你跟他讲, 他绝对不会信,
because if you tell him this, he would surely not believe.
我跟他讲也是一样, 他不会信,
if I tell him this, he surely again
would not believe.
However, it's God the one who told him
that. 他就信了,
and so he believed.
有没有儿子啊?
Does he have a son?
没有啊,
right there,
等了五年都没有啊。
He waited for 5 years, still had no son, and so he
used
he used his own way to get a son and said that this is from God, but God said, no, this is not my, the son that I gave you.
到了99岁,
but when he's 99 years old,
跟他说, 我明年要给你个儿子, 他说我信,
God told him that when he's 99 years old, God told him that I will give you a son
所以你会发现,
next year.
这两次的信心都是圣经都称他为因信称义。
And so you notice in the book, in the Bible, it records both times. The Bible records it and calls him justification by faith.
而他说信的时候，他手中有没有儿子啊？
And when he believed, did he have a son in his hand?
有没有啊？
Did he have a son in his hand yet at that time?
没有的。 就是有的神说那个不是我,
and he didn't have a son. He didn't have the promised son. The one that he had was not the one that God promised.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 什么叫做圣经中讲的信心?
So dear brothers and sisters, what is the faith that's been talked about in the Bible?
圣经中讲的信心, 你手头上有没有东西?
The faith that the Bible talks about, regardless whether you have something in your hand or not,
手头上什么也没有,
you may not have anything in your hand.
眼睛上看得见看不见?
Can you see that thing with your eyes?
看不见,
you can't see it.
但是神说了,
however, because God said so,
你就说什么?
And you said,
我信,
I believe.
什么都没有,
you had nothing.
但是你说我信,
but yet you said, I believe.
所以这个叫做圣经里面的信是所望之事的实底未见之事的确据。
So this is what the Bible is talking about, how you say you have faith even before you have hard proof of such of this promise.
所以信心是什么?
So what is faith?
信心是看见那看不见的,
is to see that is what is cannot be seen.
但是不是梦,
but however, it's not a dream.
梦是虚的,
dream is false. It's a fantasy.
对, it's abstract.
Yeah, it's an abstract.
虚的, 但是圣经讲的信心是实体, 这个实体却又抓不到, 看不见, 所以我们就很难了。
But faith is a reality, but yet this reality is not something that you could grasp or see, so it's very challenging for us.
我们人总是说, 眼见为实, 吃到嘴里的算数。
For us as humans, we always see that what it's only something when we can see, then we believe it's reality. It's something that if we can put in our mouth and taste, then we believe it.
所以我们现在讲到天上属天的产业, 神有那个应许的产业要给我们, 哎呀,这是难啊,
so,
看不见又摸不到也吃不住, 怎么信啊?
So that's why it's so challenging for us to believe in this heavenly inheritance, because we can't touch it, we can't see it, we can't taste it.
但是你要看, 亚伯拉罕就懂了,
however, you only have to look unto Abraham to understand.
你就能够佩服他了, 为什么佩服他呢?
And then when you see this, you'll be amazed by him.
他什么都没有的时候, 就是因为神的一句话, 他说我信。
For while he still has nothing in his hand, because of just one a word from God, he said, I believe.
神就称他为义。
So that's why God called him righteous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this is a test that every single one of us must go through.
今天我们都说我们信耶稣,
today we all say that we believe in Jesus.
很容易啊,
it's very easy.
白白的称义啊,
and then we will call righteous.
这个对我们每一个基督徒都走过这第一步。
For all us Christians, we all took that first step.
所以我们被神称为义, 我们信了耶稣。
So that's why we're called righteous, because we all believe in Jesus.
但是这个信心要经过考验的。
But however, this faith must go through trials and tests.
就跟亚伯拉罕的信心是要经过考验,
just the same way that Abraham's faith must go through tests.
从他80岁说信, 真正到了99岁, 这个考试还在考。
From the time when he first time said, I believe, when he was 80 years old, until he was 99 years old, he's still being tested.
就是99岁考了及格了, 他120岁的时候还考一次，第三次。
And even when he made it through the grades, through the test at 99 years old, until when he's 120 years old, he was still being put through a third test.
那个第三个考试是考得更难的咯。
So this third test is even harder.
为什么呢？
And why?
说把那个儿子献上给我。
Because God asked him to offer up his son.
哎、那简直是要他的命
so that is such a hard, it's like asking for his life.
所以你知道这条信心的路是一条漫长的路
so from this you can see that this journey of faith, this path of faith is a long one.
有一个起点
there's a beginning,
也有一个终点
and there's also a finish,
对吧这个是一条信心的路路就是有起点有终点的
and so this is the way of faith. So there's a beginning and there's an ending as well.
那么现在当第七个号吹的时候
and so now the sounding of the seventh trumpet,
耶稣在这里告诉我们神的奥秘在这个号里头全部应验
and Jesus tells us that the mystery of God shall be fulfilled at the sounding of the
seventh trumpet. 成全了就是说这个号就把神真正要在这个整个圣经里面所应许过的一切到时候一样的怎么样成就
It says God's promise will fulfill so that means that the sounding of the seventh trumpet every single thing that God has promised shall be fulfilled
那当然这里面一定是非常丰富的
And so of course this is a very abundant event
好那我们下面就来一样一样的看
So let's take a look at this one by one
那到第十五节第七位天使吹号天上就有大声音说什么
and so at verse 15 and the seventh angel sounded and there arose loud voice in heaven saying what
我们来数哈一样一样他在这里讲了几件事我们一样一样来算
let's count how many things that the angel talked about in this
第一件
the first thing
世上的国成了我主和主基督的国他要做王直到永远这是第一件
and so first thing he said the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ and he will reign forever and ever
那么第二件不是在第十六节因为第十六节是二十四个长老听见这个宣告的时候他们长老的反应
and so the second thing is not in verse 16 for the verse 16 records the reaction of the 24 elders
那我们现在先不说他
so we'll skip those
第二个点
so the second thing that he said
就是十八节
is in verse 18
第十八节讲了好几件事
it talks about several things
那么外邦发怒你的愤怒也临到了这是第二件事
and the nations were enraged and your wrath came so this is the second thing
就是讲到神的发怒
so this
愤怒
this is talking about the wrath of God
跟人的发怒对撞
And it's a direct conflict with the rage of man.
这是第二件事。
So this is the second thing.
第三件事。
The third thing.
审判死人的时候到了。
And the time came for the dead to be judged.
第四件事。
The fourth thing.
你的仆人、众先知、众圣徒、凡敬畏你名的人、连大带小得赏赐的时间到了。
And the third thing is, and the time to reward your bond servants and the prophets and the saints and those who fear your name, the small and the great.
所以这是第四件事。
So this is the fourth thing.
得赏赐的时间到。
And so it's the time for reward.
第五件。
And the fifth thing.
你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也到了。
And to destroy those who destroy the earth.
这是这一段话来讲到第七个号里面所包含的那一个庞大的事情
So these things describe and encapsulate all the things that are happening in the, at the sound of the seventh trumpet
所以它的范围有多大呢
So how vast is the boundary of this seventh trumpet
这个地方如果你记得保罗在哥林多前书十五章告诉我们过最后一支号
If you remember what Paul said in Corinthians in the last chapter what he described
十五章应该是五十节五十一节的时候
So it's probably in the chapter 15 verse 50 or 51
他说我要告诉你们一件奥秘的事
He said, I shall tell you this, this great mystery. This
当末世号筒吹响的时候
and in the end times when, this, when the trumpet sounds,
死人要复活
the dead will, be, will rise,
活着的人要改变
and those who are living shall change.
啊，这个就是他讲到末世号筒
and this is what he calls it the trumpet of the end time.
然后他在帖撒罗尼迦前书也告诉我们
and he tells us in First Thessalonians as well.
对，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》四章十、十五、十六节
，and chapter four verse 13 to 17. Verse 15 to 17.
那他说到，我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们这活着还存留主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了人之先。下一节
verse 16 he said, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout."With the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
十七节，以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样，我们就要和主永远同在。
And verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord.
所以你把《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章跟这个哥林多前书十五章放在一起来看
So if you take 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 together, if you look at these books together
第七号吹响的时候
When the seventh trumpet sounds
是耶稣第二次来在空中我们活着还剩下来的人要改变我们要被提在空中与他相遇
And so, the sense, at that sound, our Lord Jesus will come, will meet with our Lord in the heaven, will be changed, and will meet him in the heaven.
然后在这个事情发生之前，有一件事情要先发生，就是死去的或者睡了的圣徒要复活。
And, but before that to happen, another thing is to happen, and that is the saints who have fallen asleep,those who are dead, those who have fallen asleep, they shall.
所以有两批的基督徒，一个是已经睡了的基督徒，一个还活着的基督徒，他们在那个时刻要一起改变，然后一起怎么样，被提到云上。与耶稣相遇，这是第二次再来。
And so there are these two groups, the ones who are asleep already and those who are still alive. These two groups, they shall go through change and they will be raptured into the heaven.
是不是大事啊？
This is a great event.
啊？
This is a major event.
只有少部分人说是大事，大部分人还没不太有兴趣啊。
It seems like it's only a small group of you said it's a major event. The rest probably seems not interested.
这是天大的事啊
This is a very, very great event.
基督徒在我们的信仰里头我们不是都在等候耶稣第二次来吗
As Christians, aren't we all waiting for his second coming?
这个时间时段就是第七号吹响的时候
And that time is at the seventh trumpet.
这是保罗告诉我们
And this is what Paul tells us.
对吧保罗告诉我们这个 last trumpet 那么现在我们读到第七号在约翰的意象里面告诉我们
So Paul tells us about this during the last trumpet and in John's vision he now tells us in detail, more detail
对吧这一些你要通通把它放在一起来看的时候你就知道啊，第七号是所有圣徒们怎么样在那里等候的那个 magic moment
So when you take all these things together, now you finally realize the sounding of the seventh trumpet is that magic moment, that moment that all Christians await for.
但是耶稣回来我们被提这只是第七号的开头。
So however, realize that the return of Jesus andall the saints being raptured, that's only the beginning of this event.
我们觉得很兴奋
So we may feel very excited.
如果今天我们听到那个号哎你得一
So today, if we
excited.
Heard, we heard the sounding of the seventh trumpet today, you were probably very excited and jumping up and down.
而且我要告诉你 我们都得走，没有一个可以落下来的。
And I'm telling you this, every single last one of us will need to go. No one will be left behind.
如果你落下来了，麻烦了。
However, if you are being left behind, then you're in trouble.
因为在地上会有很可怕的事情。
For very frightening things will happen on earth.
因为你往下读就知道了。
Because if you continue reading, you'll know.
对吧？这个叫做第三个灾祸就开始。
Because that is the beginning of the third bowl.
好，那我们来看这五件事。
So let's take a look at these five things.
他提的第一件事是什么？
Well, the first thing that he said is,
啊，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，这句话什么意思？
And it says that the kingdom of this world shall be the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. What does that mean?
这句话你就要想起主教导门徒的祷告。
So this reading this part, you have to think of the prayer that our Lord teaches.
是不是主耶稣教过门徒祷告吧？
So our Lord Jesus taught his disciple how to pray.
主耶稣有没有教门徒怎么讲道？有没有？
Did our Lord Jesus taught his disciple how to preach? No, he didn't.
我们喜欢参加哪一种聚会？
What kind of gathering do we like to enjoy going to?
凭良心说话。
我
们喜欢这两种聚会，让你选。讲道跟祷告会哪一个你喜欢？
Be honest, between choosing between prayer meetings versus message meetings, preaching meetings, which ones do you enjoy going?
我们当然喜欢听讲道的聚会了。
Obviously, we enjoy going to one where there's a message.
特别有名讲员来的时候，哦，大家都挤得满满，都要去听他讲。
Especially when there are famous speaker comes, everybody's the house is packed.
是人的选择的时候，我们都喜欢听一个名讲员来讲道，我们都很高兴。
Yes, indeed, when you're given a choice, we enjoy going to messages where it's given by a famous speaker.
所以主如果照着人心来讲呢，他应该是教门徒好好，你怎么应该怎么讲道，那么将来你们可以受欢迎，那就成功了。
So if the Lord is trying to appease people of this world, he should have taught his disciples how to give speeches so that how to give messages so that they will be welcome wherever they go.
但你翻遍圣经，没有地方讲，你要怎么讲道？
But however, if you look through the Bible, nowhere to teach his disciple how to give a message.
但是主耶稣却教过门徒怎么祷告。
However, our Lord taught his disciple how to pray.
所以我问大家，在耶稣的心目中，讲道重要还是祷告重要？
So let me ask you this: in the eyes of Jesus, which one is more important, whether it's giving a message or praying?
啊？
Which one's more important?
那你怎么不来？
So if it's prayer, why? How come we don't see you in the prayer meetings?
啊？你的答案都很好，都100分的答案啊。
So you all score 100% on your answer.
啊，所以要祷告，这是主耶稣要的问题。
So,
好了，主耶稣怎么教门徒祷告？
So how did Jesus tell his disciple?
他怎么教的？
How did he teach his disciples?
他教门徒的时候，那个祷告我们很多人都会背的。
So that prayer, a lot of us know that prayer.
他说我们在天上的父。
So he said, our Father who art in heaven.
下面，愿人尊你的名为圣。
All be thy name.
下一句呢？
And the next,
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
然后说愿你的旨意行在地上。如同行在天上。
And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以在主耶稣教导门徒祷告，他没有说你先要为你吃什么饭祷告。
And so when Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, he didn't say, first pray about your food.
或者为你的儿子生病祷告，你的老婆找不到祷告。
Or pray for your son because he's sick, or maybe you couldn't find a wife.
耶稣没有这样教导门徒祷告。
He did not teach his disciples to pray.
虽然我们对这些倒蛮有兴趣的，但是主没有这样讲。
And even though we're very interested in those topics, but we
教我们祷告的时候就告诉我们他心里中要的祷告是什么，对吧？
When he taught his disciples, he taught them what kind of prayer he wants.
所以耶稣对门徒说教祷告，他总结他说，你们要这样祷告，要先求他的国与他的义，然后这一切都要加给你们。
And so he summarizes for his disciples and says, you must pray for his kingdom and his will, and then the rest
his righteousness
and the rest will be given to you.
那这句话什么意思？
So what does that mean?
你们肚子里面想的，我上帝说我都知道。
And what it means is that I know exactly what you're thinking in your heart.
对。但是你们要学祷告的时候是，不是祷告你们要的。
However, when you learn how to pray, learn to pray not what you wanted.
因为你们要的我都知道。
For what you wanted, I know already.
你们要祷告我要的。
You need to pray what I wanted.
听懂了没有？
You understand this?
你如果会祷告神要的，那神说你要的我就给你了。
Because if you learn how to pray for what God wanted, God said, then I shall give you what you wanted.
这就是我们要学的。
And so this is the lesson that we
should learn. 因为我们都会的，我们都会的祷告是什么呢？
So because the prayer that we all know how to pray are,
我要什么？我有什么问题？这是我们自己知道的。
So that I want this, or I have this kind of problem, so we know this.
对不对？现在那个不要学的，那个你到有问题，你自然无事不登三宝殿，你就会自然会讲的了。
So he knows he doesn't need to learn how to pray. You need to learn these things because you know how to pray about those things.
这是自动，你自己有问题了，你就会到神面前去祷告。
It's automatic. If you have those kind of problems, you will automatically go to God.
但神说我要的祷告是你要学我要什么。
But God said that the type of prayer that I want is that you need to learn what I want.
一，人要尊我的名为圣。
And the first thing is that my name shall be the greatest.
第二，你要求我的国。
And second is that you need to pray for my kingdom.
然后我的旨意，对吧？
And then also my will.
好，你如果懂主耶稣教门徒祷告的时候，他重点在这个地方。
So if you understand the important points of what Jesus taught to his disciples about prayer,
那现在第七号响了。
So now the seventh trumpet sounds.
第一个宣告。
So the first proclamation is
宣告什么？
What they proclaim? What did the angel proclaim?
地上的国成了我主和主基督的国。这个意义是什么意思？
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. What does that mean?
从耶稣讲这件事一直到现在，终于怎么样成就了。
It means that from the time when Jesus first talked about this until now, it finally became reality.
这是经过两千年的祷告啊。
So this is through 2,000 years of prayers.
听懂吗？
Understand this?
这个神的心经过两千年圣徒不断的祷告。
So the will of God through 2,000 years of saints praying.
现在天使吹了号，然后就宣布。
And so now the angel finally sounds the trumpet and proclaims.
他说地上的国成了我主与主基督的国。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ.
到今天为止，地球上都有多少国
？So until today, how many kingdoms do we have on earth?
啊，上百了，对吧
？Probably upwards of over 100.
啊，那你如果说有两百个吧
？So let's say there are 200.
那是
countries.
今年是2015年。
So this is only 2015.
可是你如果回头看，在整个的历史的过程中呢，那不止两百个了，对不对
？If you look back from history, there existed more than just 200 kingdoms.
你就以外邦的历史来讲，圣经启示的第一个外邦的王是从巴比伦开始的。
So if you talk about just take a look at just the history of the Gentiles, the first time that's been recorded is started with Babylonian.
对吧？这是外邦的王，然后怎么一直下来？一直到今天。
So that is the first kingdom recorded from the Gentiles until today.
它的共同点是什么？
And they all share this common point.
这么多历史历代的众王。
Through all this history, all these kings.
谁做王？
Who's the king?
我，人做王。
Man was the king.
对不对？野心家他做王。
Those who were with ambitions.They became king.
毛先生说的最准了，他说枪杆子出政权。
So Chairman Mao said most accurately that the rule comes from guns.
谁的枪厉害，谁就可以做王。
Who has the most powerful weapons, they become the king.
这是这个世界众多的所谓的国家，它在历史的发展中基本上离不开这个同样的原则。
So throughout history, the development of kingdoms and countries and establishment of these kingdoms all are based on this principle.
可是这种人的国跟圣经讲的神的国是截然的怎么样不同的。
However, these kingdom of man are completely different from the kingdom of God.
你羡慕哪一个？
Which one do you, are you more envious of?
以前我们在远东，个个想到美国来，现在到了美国了。
So before, while we were in the Far East, everyone wanted to come to America. Now that we're here,
对不对？那美国阁下住了那么久，满意吗？
So let me ask you this: you have lived here for so long. Are you truly satisfied?
啊，满意吗？
Are you satisfied?
还可以。
So.
嗯，这是冷暖自知，如饮水冷暖，你自己肚里有数。
So probably you know the best the answer to that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
地上的国充其量几十年、几百年。
So the kingdom of this world at best is probably a couple decades or maybe several hundred years.
有各式各样的问题。
But they're full of problems.
对不对？所以革命不断。
So that's why there's constant revolutions.
杀人不断。
So there are constant murders.
为了建立一个国，我们杀了多少人？
In order to build a kingdom, establish a country, we have killed so many people.
都是以革命为前提的。
All in the name of revolution.
但是不管你怎么革，革到后来还是一样的。
However, regardless of how you go about with the revolution, to the end, it's all the same.
对吧？罪人能够建的是什么样的国呢？我们大家眼睛看就看得见。
What kind of kingdom can sinners establish?
这里有一个宣告，这里有一个宣告，
因为这
说世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王。
This is a proclamation that the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, that He will reign.
在美国，你的王是选的嘛，对不对？
So in the United States, your king is elected.
我跟肖爱两个人从七零年、八零年代一直选了不少总统。
And so my sister and I, we have elected many presidents since the 80s.
越选越糟糕。
It just seems that the more we elect, the worse they get.
那这里告诉你，有一个王是永远。
However, here it says that tells us that there is this king who is forever.
第七号的时候，这个王来了。
And at the sounding of the seventh trumpet, this king shall come.
这是他第二次来。
So this is his second coming.
他第一次来的时候也宣告过。
So on his first coming, it was also proclaimed.
谁宣告的？
So who proclaimed that?
首先是施洗约翰宣告的。
So for the first one is John the Baptist.
他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
Or that the kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
等到耶稣出生的时候，有那些东方的博士来说，那生下来要做犹太人的王在哪里啊？
And when Jesus was born, there were these magi that came and asked for, where is the one who shall be the king of the Jews?
那我要问大家。
So let me ask you this.
同样的这位耶稣。
So this same Jesus.
他第一次来的时候做王没有？
Did he become king the first time when he came?
做了还是没有做？
Was he crowned the king?
所以有的举手。
If you think he did, raise your hand.
哦，有这么几个。
So we have a few.
说没有的举手。
So if you say no, please raise your hand.
哦，稍微多一点。
So there's a little.
所以我们有两种两派的意见。
So we have two schools of two opinions.
你说他有，根据是什么？
If you say he did become a king, what's your proof?
因为耶稣受审判的时候。
For when he was judged.
对吗？比拉多问他一个问题。
Pilate asked him this one question.
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣怎么回答？
And how did Jesus respond?
是。
He said yes.
我为此来到这个世界，也为此而生。
And that's why I came into this world, and that's why I was born.
所以耶稣在审判的时候，他公然地宣布，我是谁？
And that's why when he was judged, Jesus proclaimed in public, So those who said yes, you responded correctly. But Jesus admitted that he is the king. However, does the world concur? Does the authority of the Roman authority, do they concur to it? Do they agree to this? They did not. But the world has refused him.
约翰福音第一章说, 光来到这个世界,
In the very first chapter of the book of John said, the light came into this world, yet the world does not want it.
所以你从世界的角度来看, 他第一次来的时候,他是被这个世界怎么样? 拒绝,他虽然是王, 世界不接纳他,
From the view of this world, that even though this king first came, but yet this world does not want him. They do not, So let me ask you this. So is this this authority of, not real? Is that is it just a title? Did he only claim himself to be a king, and that doesn't count?
那我要接下去问。 他到底是自称为王呢，还是有真有人承认他是王？
So did he only call himself king, or did there are others who have, who view him as the king? Did he call him as the king?
那个时候有没有人承认他是王？
Are there anyone
谁啊?
Who really who actually called him as the king?
他的门徒嘛，
his disciples,
对不对？门徒是，你看那个约翰福音第一章，当。
施洗约翰说：“看那神的羔羊，就有两个门徒跟着他跑了。”And so, yeah, because for in the, even in the book of John, it said when John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God," and there are two immediate two the disciple follow Jesus.
他们去找耶稣，耶稣回头看他们说：“你们要什么？”And
when they follow Jesus, Jesus turned around and said, "What do you want?"
他们说：“你在哪里住？”
And they said, "Where are you staying?"
耶稣说。 你们来看,
he said, "Come and you will see."
他们就与主同住。第二天起来，他们说什么？回去找哥哥，找弟弟。
And so they spent the night with him, and then the very next morning when they got up, they went to look for their brother Simon.
他们说什么？
And they said,
"我们找到弥赛亚了."
And they said to him, "We have found the Messiah."
弥赛亚什么意思？
What does that mean?
受膏者就是王，对不对？
He's the anointed one. In other words, King.
所以这些跟随耶稣的人都有一个共同点。
So all those people who follow Jesus, they all share this common.
这共同点是什么？
And that is,
他们承认耶稣是弥赛亚。
And that they admit that Jesus is the Messiah.
这是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
也就是说，耶稣是王的事实，不因为世界拒绝他就被否定掉。
In other words, that the reality, the truth that Christ is the King is not being refuted simply because the world does not.
那个时候虽然是少数，就这几个十二个门徒，他们来跟随了耶稣，承认他是王。
Even though at that time there's only this small group of disciples, these 12 disciples, but they follow him and they view him as he's the King.
耶稣升天的时候，几个人在那里门徒祷告。
And when Jesus was risen to into heaven, how many disciples were there that's praying?
在马可的楼上, 120个。
And in the house of Mark, there were 120.
对, 耶稣出来传道, 12个门徒。
So when Jesus started preaching, there were 12 disciples.
努力干了三年半,
and he worked hard for 3.5 years.
他升天的时候, 120个门徒。
So when he ascended into heaven, he had 120 disciples.
请问这个国多大, 就这么大。
So may I ask, how big is the kingdom?
对不对?
That's it. That's all that the kingdom is, the size of it.
比起你知道地上任何一个国, 都小吧。
It's probably smaller than any kingdom that or country you know of.
但是罗马在哪里?
Where is Rome?
老早没有了。
It's gone now.
对不对? 那个能够把耶稣钉在十字架上的罗马帝国,
the Roman Empire, the Roman Empire that was able to nail Jesus to the cross, is gone now.
耶稣的门徒, 这些承认耶稣是王的,
从那个世纪到今天都存在，对吧？
But yet, those disciples, the disciples who called Jesus the King, they existed from that century until now.
世界瞧不起他们。
So the world looked down upon them.
不承认他们。
And admit them.
但是谁承认？
But who admit them?
一，父神承认。
The first one is the Father God.
第二，他所拣选的门徒承认。
The second is that the other disciples who were chosen.
经过时间的考验，到今天，现在说到第七号的时候，他说世上的国要变成我主与主基督的国，成了。
He stood the test of time and all the way until the seventh sound of the trumpet until it says, now the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. So it's done. It's complete now.
我看你们一点都不兴奋啊。
Seems like you're not that excited, it seems.
这是天底下头等大事啊。
But this is the greatest event ever to happen in on earth under heaven.
这是上帝整个旨意的核心，就在这个地方。
And so that is the central point of this whole commandment.
耶稣的宝座今天在哪里？
So where is the throne of Jesus?
天上，对吧？
Right now it's in heaven.
但是这句话讲的时候，这个宝座要放在哪里？
However, this passage says that one day, when this happens, his throne shall be on earth.
首都要放在哪里？
And where will his capital be?
不会是 Bellevue, 你放心。
Rest assured, it's not going to be in Bellevue.
也不会是西雅图。也不会是 Washington.
It's not going to be in Washington.
一定放在耶路撒冷。
It will for sure be placed in Jerusalem.
因为这是在旧约老早就宣布过的。
For this has been proclaimed long ago in the Old Testament.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so, dear brothers and sisters,
这是神要的。
This is what God wants.
什么样的祷告？
What is prayer?
就是把他要的怎么样祷告出来。
And prayer means that to pray about what he wanted.
听懂了没有？
You understand this?
要不要祷告？
Should you pray?
两只猫说要。
Only two said yes.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这件事情是必须在圣经里面你要看见。
So these two things you must see in the Bible.
这些门徒是什么叫做门徒？就是被这个意象怎么样抓住的人。
So what does it mean by being a disciple? By being a disciple, it means that you are being, you're captured by these visions.
我们跟随主，其实严格的说，不是我们抓住主，是主的意象抓住我们。
So strictly speaking, we are notbeing disciples, we're not the one who captured the Lord. It's rather the other way around, that we are being captured by these visions.
听懂吗？
You understand this?
是意象抓住我们。
It's, we are being captured by these
visions. 不然我们老早就跑光了。
In other words, we're scattered long ago.
是主的意象把这些人一个一个抓住的。
It's his vision that captured every one of these visions.
好，第二个点。
So second point.
第二点说这个外邦发怒和你的愤怒也到了。
And the second point is that the nations will be enraged and then the wrath of God shall come.
这句话什么意思？
So what does that mean?
因为耶稣要做王，对吧？
Because Jesus will be king.
谁要反对啊？
Who will be against us?
外邦。
The Gentiles.
什么叫做外邦？就是凡是不要耶稣的人，这就叫外邦。
So who are the Gentiles? So it means that anyone who does not want Jesus.
所以你会发现，这个征战是在以耶稣这个王来做划分的分界线。
So you can see that in this battle, the division line, dividing line is on whether you want Jesus as a king.
对。你要他做王的人，你就会站在主的这一边；你不要他做王的，你就恨他入骨。
And those who want Jesus to be a king, you shall stand by him on his side. And those who does not want him to be a king, you will hate him.
那这个矛盾的激化的高点在哪里呢？这个矛盾的激化的高点，听得懂这句话吗？
So where's this conflict? Where's the central point of this conflict?
你说现在有没有？
Let me ask you, do you think that this exists today?
现在有没有这个矛盾?
Do you think there's this conflict?
当然有了。
Of course it exists today.
你看这个国家本来是以圣经清教徒这样开始的，对吗？
So you take a look at this country, for example, it started with the Bible. It started by the Quakers. The Puritans.
但是今天你看看在美国的学校，你能够读圣经吗？
However, look at it today. In today's public school,
对吧？
Can you read the Bible?
你看以前的 Congress 是都有祷告为开始的。
So, and before Congress start their meeting with prayers.
但是现在连任何宗教的领袖都可以去祷告的。
But today it has become that any religious leader can go in there and lead the prayer.
你在公共场合你什么都可以讲，就是不要讲圣经。
And in public places you could talk about anything except the Bible.
所以当年这个国家怎么开始的，跟今天徒子徒孙还在持守的是两码子事情。
And so how this country has started is completely different from how this country is now.
能够让到6月28号我们的奥巴马可以宣告这是最荣耀的一天，因为同性恋婚姻合法化。
And this led to June 28th that President Obama proclaimed that was the greatest day in our nation's history because gay marriage is now legal.
It was the greatest, it's the glorious, the most glorious day.
That's where he says it is the glorious day of this nation.
所以你就知道整个通通变掉了。
So we can see that this whole country has changed.
因为拒绝他。
Because we have refused.
这个要让耶稣做王与不要他做王，这两个势力是一直在冲突的，可是这个冲突会达到一个最高点。
And so as you can see that throughout history the forces for and against Jesus as the king has constantly been battled, but on that seventh trumpet these two will come to heads.
这个最高点就是第七号开始。
And so it will come to head on the seventh trumpet.
那我刚刚带大家也念了这一些圣经，不管十五章第一节十六章第一节，你都可以看到神的愤怒跟外邦的愤怒冲撞。
So I let you through reading these passages from whether it's the first verse of chapter 15 or the first verse of 16, you can see that the rage of the nation and then the wrath of God come to heads during the seventh trumpet.
这是第二。
So that's the second.
第三，审判死人的时候也到了。
It's also a time of judgment of the dead.
那我刚带你们读的就是白色宝座那一个在第二十章的圣经。
And so what I led you to read is also in chapter 20 about the white throne.
对，这件事情是发生在什么时候？你如果看第二十章的话
，If you look at chapter 20, when did this happen?
那是在千年国度结束的时候有这个白色宝座的审判。
And as it happens after, at the end of the thousand-year kingdom, that's where the judgment of the white throne shall happen.
对，那这件事情离我们还很远。
So that is still very far away from us.
但是呢，第七号包括了它。
However, the seventh trumpet included that.
耶稣在地上掌权，头一千年我们称为千禧年。
So the kingdom, when Jesus becomes the king on earth, the first 1,000 years, we call that the 1,000 years of
叫做 millennium.
First millennium.
对，这个千禧年是耶稣第二次来开始的。
And so this starts when Jesus during his second coming.
他在地上掌权，那头一千年被称为千禧年。
And he shall rule on earth, and so the first millennium is that's for 1,000 years, so that's the first millennium.
我们讲到后面还会再仔细的讲。
And we'll go into detail about this.
那这个千禧年结束的时候
，and then at the end of that millennium,
会有一个叫做哥哥马哥大战。
And then there will be this great battle called
Gog Mark,
the Gog Mark
battle.那也是在启示录讲的。
And that's also being talked about in Book of Revelation.
还是同样的性质，就是愿意耶稣做王的跟反对耶稣做王的 那一场战要大打一场，在哥哥马哥。
And so at that place, again, is the battle of the, between the group that wants God to be the ruler versus the group that doesn't want him to be.
在启示录里面给我们看到两个大战争。
And so in the book of Revelation, it shows us two great battles.
一个是千年国度开始。
One is the beginning of the millennium.
一个是千年国度结束。
And then the other one is the end of the millennial kingdom.
开始的时候，这个战争叫做哈米吉多顿。
And then the battle that's beginning of the millennium kingdom is called the battle of
Megiddo. 对，那个 Megiddo 这个地方，你们九月去参观的时候去了没有？
And so this place Megiddo, those who went to Israel during September.
对，你到以色列去旅游的话，这是必参观之地。
So if you go to visit Israel, that's it's a must go.
对，这个地方圣经预言有一天要有大的战争，这是耶稣回来的时候要打的。
So that place, the Bible foretells that one day there will be this great battle occurring there.
然后建立了地上的国。
And established the kingdom on earth.
过了一千年，到最后又有一个战争。
And after 1,000 years, there's going to be another battle.
完了以后就有白色宝座的审判。
And after that battle, there will be the judgment of the white throne.
这就是这里讲到审判死人的时候到了。
And that is what is called here, is that the time came for the dead to be judged.
圣经有一句很有名的话。
So the Bible has this very famous verse.
人人都有一死。
Everyone shall die. They have one death.
那我们中国人说一死就白了。
The Chinese like to say that when you die, all your worries are gone.
No. 这不是，这是 all your worries are gone.
The trouble. Everything ends.
Everything ends. Everything finishes.
The Chinese saying is that when one dies, everything finishes.
但是圣经说没了。
But however, in the Bible, it says it's not the end.
死了就了了。那现在很多贪官不是很多在跳楼、跳水的都有，但是没了啊。
But you know, if the death is the end to all, then you know there are so many corrupt officials nowadays who are committing suicide.
他们认为自杀了死了就白了，对吧
？They thought that as long as they commit suicide, then everything's done.
是，当你说没有神，那一死白了，你这是自我欺骗。
Is it indeed true? If you think that there's no God, then indeed you think that when you die, everything ends. So, but that's just lying to yourself.
对，圣经不是这么说的。
That's not how it says in the Bible.
人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
The Bible says everyone will die, and then after death, there will be judgment.
喜欢的举手。
For those who like this, raise your hand.
不喜欢的也举手。
And those who don't like this, raise your hand.
我们要感谢神。
We should truly thank God.
为什么
？Why?
有审判。
For there is judgment.
如果没有审判
，and there's no judgment，
那就没有公义。
There is no righteousness.
听得懂吗？因为有审判，而且这位审判者是公义的。
And because there's judgment, and because the one who judges is righteous,
那你就相信。这个宇宙中有一个东西叫做公义。
And so that's why you believe that in this universe there is justice.
对，在这个世界我们常常说没有公义，哎呀，这个恶人当道。
And in this world we oftentimes say there is no justice because the wicked rules.
对不对？我们到处都可以看到这样的事情。
You can see this all over the place.
但是地上你可以说找不到公义，这个是人的世界，当然是如此。
But however, on earth, you can say that there is no justice because this world is ruled by men.
但是神在这里告诉我们，他是公义的神。
But however, God tells us that He is a just God.
他要审判每一个人。
And He shall judge every single one.
连我们老宗的老祖宗都会说。
And even Chinese, our ancestor has to say.
老祖宗有一个智慧，他说。恶有恶报，善有善报。下面还有一句。
So the Chinese has an old saying that those who does evil will get theirs, and those who does good deeds will also get their reward. And
if you don't receive it yet, the timing is not there. 对不对？善有善报，为什么老祖宗我们知道这件事呢？因为他观察的结果，这个生社会中有这么一个自然的一个规律在那里。
So why would the ancient Chinese have this saying? It's because over the millennia of their observation, they realized that in society there is that balance.
这个叫做 moral law, 这是道德律，对吧？
So this is the moral
law. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是完全的根据于圣经里面神告诉我们，他就是这样的一位神。
And so in the Bible, God tells us that He is such a God.
这样就给了人有一个良心。
And so that gives people, man, this conscience.
狗不会有良心的，猫也不会有良心的，人有良心。
Dog or cats don't have conscience, but however, man has conscience.
连恶人都有良心。
Even the evil ones,
对吧？
The evil doers, they have conscience.
所以这人之将死，其言也善。
So that's why we have another old saying that when man is on his deathbed, even his words become good.
Say good, something good. 因为他良心发现。
For it is a time when his conscience.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这里讲的神要审判所有的死人，那就意思告诉我们，到那一天毛泽东会受审判的。
So brother and sister, it says that on that day, even the judge shall be, even the dead shall be judged. So.On that day, Chairman Mao will also get his judgment.
对吧？那通理以推，没有一个人逃得掉。
And so for by that logic, no one shall escape it.
这只有圣经是这么明显地告诉我们每一个人。
And only the Bible tells us so explicitly.
那然后第四件事。
And then the fourth thing.
你的仆人众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小得什么？赏赐的时候也到了。
And the time to reward your bond servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, the small and the great.
那当然，这一段话是讲到神的仆人，神的所有的圣徒们。
And so, of course, these pertain to the servant of God and all the saints.
所以在这一段话里头，就告诉我们，每一个基督徒也要受神的叫做基督台前的审判。
And so this tells us that all Christians shall also receive what's called the judgment before the throne of the Christ.
那么这个审判是对基督徒的。
So this judgment is regarding for Christians.
刚刚那个对死人的基督徒不在内。
And so the judgment for the dead, the Christians are not part of that.
对，我们是活人。
We are living beings.
那么神对我们有一个审判，这个审判是带来的奖赏。
And so we also have a judge, and this the result of this judgment brings a reward.
对，这是我们要知道的。
So we need to know this.
我没办法细讲啊。
I can't go into details.
我只能点到为止。
I just touch on these points.
那最后他说，神要败坏那些。败坏世界之人的时候也到了。
And lastly, it says that God will destroy those who destroy the earth.
那也就是说，今天我们人类这种无止境的掠夺这个世界。
And in other words, human race is just destroying this world.
我们不管你信神也好，不信神也好，我们都看见这个世界今天不管空所有的自然资源，不管水。空气、土地都得到最大的破坏。
And whether you believe in God or not, today you can see clearly that our water, air quality, and land have all been destroyed to the unprecedented level.
我们好像没有明天，我们就在那边无止境的掠夺。
It seems like there is no tomorrow. We just continuously use up our natural resources.
这里圣经说，我要审判那一些破坏这个世界。
Here the Bible says that I will judge those and destroy those who destroy the earth.
所以这个是五件事情宣告在第七个号里头。
So these are the five things that are being proclaimed in this on the seventh.
那就是告诉我们，这一切都来到了终局，对吧
？So this tells us that all come to the end.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣经告诉我们有一个起头。
But dear brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that there is this beginning.
对不对？圣经的第一句话，第一章第一节就是说，起初神创造天地，有起头。
So the Genesis it tells us there's a
beginning.
Beginning.
那么现在圣经又告诉我们有一个什么？终局，有一个 ending。
And now the Bible tells us that there is an ending.
这个 ending 是一个审判。
And the ending ends in judgment.
就是善恶赏，该赏的该罚的都是清清楚楚的。
And there's good and evil, and those who shall receive reward and judgment.
我们在这个世界，可能你没有得到公平的待遇。
So you know, on earth, on this earth, you might not have received a just treatment.
但是在神的面前，神会保证每一个人都有一个公平的终局。
However, before God, He guarantees that every single one of us will receive a just treatment.Ending.
这是第七号所宣布的。
And that is what's been proclaimed in the seventh trumpet.
这个就要告诉我们，我们今如果有一个终局的话，我们今天当如何活在神面前，就是一个非常重要的事。
And so this passage tells us that since there is an ending, so it's a very important matter of how we live beforehand.
用简单的话说，
yeah, to put simple,
一个学生知道有考试。这个学期可以结束，或者老师说不要考试，这个学期可以结束，你怎么做学生就显出来了。
And so, and to put it simply, if a teacher tells you that the semester could end with a test versus if they tell you that the semester would end without a test, how you are as a student, it will show through.
这个宣告重不重要？
This proclamation
important? 他告诉你没考试，你这个学生就混过去了。
And if it tells you that there's no test, you probably just kind of
有考试，那你得乖乖好好读。
But it tells you that there is a test, so then you must study hard.
圣经告诉我们是有审判的。
So the Bible tells us that there is a judgment.
那现在问题是，人家信吗？
So the question is only that, do you believe in that?
对吧？这个就决定了我们的人生观。
And that determines our life view.
好，我们进入广告。
Let's start a break.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你的话从来没有改变过。
For your word has never changed.
我们人常常善变。
And even though we often change.
我们今天说信你。
And today we say we believe in you.
明天环境一变，我们就不信了。
And tomorrow when our circumstance changes, we say we don't believe in you.
但是你不因为人的信与不信而有任何的改变。
However, you will not change simply because regardless whether man changes or not.
主，你帮助我们的小信。
And please help us with our little faith.
让我们的信心能够像亚伯拉罕一样，能够有头有尾。
So that our faith may be like Abraham, that there is a beginning and there is an end.
让我们的人生过得有意义。
So that may our life be meaningful.
能够讨你的喜悦。
So that we can bring joy about be acceptable in your sight.
就当我们来到这一个感恩的季节。
And as we come to this season of Thanksgiving,
我们的思想，我们又过了一年。
And we meditate and think that it's been another year.
但愿我们知道我们如何数算自己的日子。
May we know how to count our remaining days.
可以得着智慧的心。
And we can receive a heart of wisdom.
听我们的祷告。
Let's hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.